Very good. And we're coming back in to the second hour. She said, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. B.J. Barden is my name. And we used to say we're telling it like it is. And it's shocking, unprecedented level. We take calls later on at the bottom of this hour. Okay, we've got a lot of things, videos and the audios to play that are important. But we won't take calls until the bottom of this hour, okay? But just one brief thing before we go to... In a few minutes' time, we'll play a Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert. It's a very good piece about the damage this COVID has done, but how the economy has been taken away from us. And I've been going on about that myself for years and years due to merger mania and many other things. But the poll, this is, I cannot believe this, with all the details coming out about the bad management of this in America. Poll shows that most Americans support shutting down the economy again to stop coronavirus. Have they learned nothing, that it's a con? It's a total con. And that disrupts the herd immunity factor. I mean, everything that Big Pharma and Bill Gates want to do is being enacted. Everything. And these tossers of politicians, absolute scum, including Matt Hancock here, who's an imbecile, an absolute imbecile. And when it comes to these things too, Boris Johnson is pretty much, you heard Farage taking him apart. But for Johnson was always thoroughly reckless with detail in so many ways. But I can't believe, just briefly read this piece, and then we go to the Max Kaiser piece. In a recent national survey, more than 44% of Americans stated that they were in favor of shutting down the country again if it was necessary to fight the Wuhan coronavirus. Well, they're misinformed. The poll conducted by Big Data Poll on behalf of Epoch Times on August 26th was created in response to a statement made by the Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in the same month. How will the 44% of people vote Democrat? That's what that would be. So let's say if that's 44%, it looks like 56% are going to vote for Trump. Anyway, there's a very good piece now, and I want to play it because Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert, they are discussing how the economy has been taken away from us, and it's a very good piece. Mainly Stacey Herbert, she's a very good financial journalist. But if Ken has that there, that'll run for 12 minutes 45 seconds. It's pretty clear audio. Okay, you want to play that, Ken?
Hi, I'm Max Kaiser.
I'm going to go to that.
This is the Kaiser Report. What if I told you that everything you thought you knew about that movie, The Matrix, is wrong? Stacey?
Max, in the past week, I was very surprised to learn that being red-pilled is now considered racist, alt-right, and some of the worst things on earth you could possibly say in American media. So let's look at what the original meaning of red pill is. Of course, this is a reference to the film The Matrix that was made, and which is a huge hit, especially amongst online woke communities, really woke, not the fake woke of, say, MSNBC. And, you know, the Bitcoin community and the meme sort of community. Red pill is a very, very, very famous meme. And the meaning, the actual meaning of red pill that has now been deemed by the likes of MSNBC, New York Times, and Washington Post as evil. You cannot say this. Red pill refers to becoming enlightened to the truth about reality, especially a truth that is difficult to accept or exposes disillusions.
That's right. That's what we learned from the film The Matrix. And Morpheus presented Neo with two choices, the blue pill, and everything stays the same, or the red pill, and you go down the rabbit hole, as he described. And now in 2020, because the idea of an enlightened population is scary to the entrenched oligopolists, catastrophists, and psychopaths, they are trying to do exactly what Orwell warned about Newspeak in his dystopian novel, 1984, by memory-holing the word red pill, or give it a new meaning. So therefore, did I actually go and see The Matrix? Or was it just like the cat walking backwards? Am I even in this moment now, or am I in Rachel Maddow's subconscious? According to Rachel Maddow, I don't exist. And all words don't exist. All poetry doesn't exist. All film doesn't exist. All artists don't exist. Only her view of a perfect, elegant expression of Hillary's malfeasance exists.
But of course, these people who escape the Matrix meet online and they have anonymous names. They don't know each other in real meat space. And that does not mean anything to them. They are able to overpower the Matrix, the people who want you to believe what you're having is a red, a steak, a real juicy steak when it's not. So the Agent Smith of this world is the sort of whatever cable news channel feeds your partisan hungers and urges and desires to hate that other side. They direct your hate towards the other side. You have trigger words that make you think you're eating steak and you're getting the red meat of the politics. And so they're always trying to keep you as part of the Matrix and not understanding the actual nature of truth in many ways. And we've covered that so many times over the Kaiser Report. But for in terms of what we focus on, which is finance and economics, one thing that's starting to be difficult for them to hide that is the money printing. So people are starting to understand that it's not real steak, that something's wrong with this system, that we keep on printing money and it's actually just sucking the life out of us. Here's a tweet. The official narrative, especially since Greenspan, is that the Fed is this wise group of impartial high priests who keep the economy from busts and work for all Americans. If you look at the actual results, not the narrative, you can clearly see that the narrative is nonsense. So this is the share of income going to actually wealth in the economy to the top 1%. This is from the Federal Reserve own research, and you see it's hitting all-time highs. The Matrix, the Agent Smiths, multiply, and they fill the airwaves and the editorial pages of the New York Times and Washington Post to make sure you are not listening to this evil, these evil words, these evil truths, as casting doubt on whether or not this is a genuine red steak.
Right. And the evidence that it doesn't work is clear. It's very clear. You just look at the money velocity number, right? So this is something we've been pointing out for a few years. It is the barometer of, is the Fed's money printing to cause inflation and to cure deflation working? Okay, let's look at the money velocity chart. It's going straight down, and the rate of accelerating towards zero has increased. So, look, if you dig up a corpse from the ground and you take a bag of plasma and you stick it in the arm of the corpse and you pump it and the corpse keeps decaying, you would have to conclude that you're not effective in your transfusion. If you have a dead economy and the United States and global economy died in the year 2008, and then you stick a bag of fiat money into the corpse and you pump it, and money velocity is continuing to decay and decompose, I think we can say now, 12 years later, that this theory of trying to animate a dead economy with fiat money, the cyanide of finance, doesn't work.
Well, exactly. And there's no better sign of the fact that that is not a stake that you think is your economy in front of you. That is not a stake that you think is a functioning marketplace, a free market there in the economy. That the Fed printing all this money is not an endless buffet for all. And that is that money velocity number you point out. Since 2000, the Fed printing money has made money velocity decrease and reach new lows every year since 2011. So 2000 is when the Matrix really arrived for the U.S. economy. That's when we saw the end of Glass-Steagall. That's when we saw the introduction of the Commodity Futures Modernization Act. And we also saw the rise of China into the WTO the following year. Therefore, that was when the people running the Matrix decided we don't need anybody in this economy, because now that we have the rest of the world producing our goods and services for us, the elite, just throw some money, throw some basically brioche, the equivalent of brioche, throw some money at these people and just keep them docile for as long as possible. Keep throwing them, steaks, which aren't really steaks. It's just food stamps and lack of dignity and human respect.
Well, it's like, again, using Matrix as an analogy here. So Agent Agent Smith, who keeps multiplying ad infinitum during the film, that is the money printing. right? It doesn't make the Matrix any less of the Matrix, right? So, but to defend it, he has to keep multiplying. But this is just doubling down on the fraud that is the Matrix. So you need to, that Agent Smith has to multiply indefinitely. That's why Chairman Jay Powell goes on 60 Minutes and tells the reporter on 60 Minutes, point blank, we can multiply indefinitely. That's a threat, like Agent Smith threatening Neo. Like, look, I can multiply to 1,000 times. You can never beat me because I can multiply to quantitative easing, as Neil Kashkari said on 60 Minutes, with QE to infinity. We can print money to infinity. That's Agent Smith threatening our livelihoods, our humanity, with this threat of infinite replication of garbage fiat money. You know, and so this is where we're at. It's 12 years into this mess, and we have solutions on hand, you know, but, you know, it's not easy.
The solutions have been there since the end of the dot-com era, when we saw the emergence of Web 2.0 and the emergence of basically online communities. And some of them, yes, are gross. Some of them do, you know, come up with disgusting ideas. But within that, they also come up with, you know, brutal images and memes and understanding of the matrix of the world around us. And this is from the alternative media that we have seen. The pushback, especially, is getting worse and worse with each crash. I.e., that's like the cat walking backwards in the Matrix, that suddenly people realize, wait, this isn't quite right. We're not eating steak. We don't have a healthy economy. None of this is real. Like, everybody's home right now on lockdown, but the markets are still going up. Like, do we need any of us? Like, what do we actually do all day? What have we been doing for all these years? So you're starting to see that, like, alt media, like Joe Rogan, who has millions and millions of followers, when he's endorsed one candidate here, which was Bernie Sanders during the primaries, the eruption in the Matrix, the Agent Smiths on cable news, was that he's racist, he's, you know, all sorts of stuff, which anybody who watches or listens to his stuff, and I do occasionally, not much, that much, but I have never seen anything what I know in my history, just like I know red pill for 20 years as one thing, and they suddenly decide to change the meaning.
Using the Matrix again as an analogy, so we find out toward the end of the film that humans are batteries, and they are powering the Matrix. And similarly, when you asked, well, what are we all doing here? I mean, we're all locked up and we have no jobs and the stock market keeps going higher. Well, what's our purpose? The purpose is that in our fiat-controlled fractional reserve banking world of central bank domination, for every click on Facebook, the Facebook Corporation can borrow $100,000. They can monetize that click, which has a nominal value of a penny. Mark Zuckerberg can go to the banking system and say, I need to borrow $100,000. With that $100,000, he can buy back his own stock, which makes it go higher, which makes his stock options go higher, which makes him $80, $90 billion. So your purpose on life is what I call the casino gulag, is you need to click the ad, get a pill. Click the ad, get a pill. That's your purpose. You are a battery. That's it. I mean, it's pretty clear. Poetry many times describes reality to perfection. As Picasso once said, art is a lie that tells the truth. The Matrix is a lie that tells the truth.
Well, let's wrap this all up, because what it is important is to keep the masses from understanding this. And that's why you're seeing the shutdown in alt media that's been getting worse and worse every year, the deplatforming, the allegations that there's some mysterious force controlling all our minds through Twitter and stuff like that. Here is an example of this notion of what they believe in the Matrix, the Agent Smith. This is from Bloomberg News. It's a modern dilemma for the ultra wealthy. A yacht awaits, but how to safely reach it without exposure to the germ-ridden masses.
Right. So the yacht in question is owned by a hedge fund manager whose hedge fund, whether it could be Citadel, for example, or Ben Bernanke, former Fed chairman, sits on the board, and is run by a guy who just bought an apartment in New York for $250 million. So the yacht was a gift from the Fed.
Yes,
and that it sits over there in the Belhaven Country Club in New Hampshire.
He's a cantillionaire.
Connecticut, for example. He's a cantillionaire. It's a gift. And his job is to buy government bonds that are going in negative in yield, right? So those government negative yielding bonds, negative interest rates, which will bankrupt everyone in the world, if you're a hedge fund guy who's been gifted a yacht to buy those bonds, you can make money on price appreciation if you're on that side of the interest rate apartheid wall, as I call it. And so that's the quid pro quo. That's the deal. That's the deal. And if somebody has coronavirus on your way to your yacht, well, we know how that goes. Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, much more coming your way.
Okay, very good. That was reasonably clear, but no, the two of them there, Max Kaiser, have been watching for years, and Stacey Herbert, she writes some very clear stuff saying about basically the artificial economy of Wall Street and the banks running on this helicopter money. It's nothing to do with the average person, and the economy has been taken away from us. That's basically what is merger mania. And one figure that Dave Hodges put out this week was that the Federal Reserve are buying up all sorts of assets and buying and buying and buying, and they now own 33% of all mortgages in the United States. Well, that's getting back to the slave era of the cotton fields, where the laird of the manor owns you. He owns your labor. He owns the store. There's still, still a mining town in Arizona, Hodges is going on about, where everybody works for the one company, and the local grocery store is owned by them, the filling station is owned by the company, etc., etc. It's shocking, and the rent goes of the houses they live in goes to the company. I mean, that is total slavery, if you like. And this other thing, I forget the abbreviation of it, income, universal income, some of those standard income, I think you can think of the phrase. They're pushing that now because of the COVID experiment. Universal basic income, yeah, UBI, and that would be total slavery. I mean, that and the cashless economy, well, that's it. We're gone. We're absolutely in the garrote of a total lockdown, total slavery. That is it, and we're going to slip towards that unless people wake up. And that's what we're trying to do on this program and Republic Broadcasting. But to draw a line, say, at the end of 2019, of the myriad of problems that Max Kaiser there was talking about, just the financial end, myriad with the destruction of the American Constitution, the destruction of the economy, the Glass-Steagall Act, and the rampant crime in all the professions, and the tyrannical laws being introduced. 9/11 was the launch of Homeland Security and all the rest of it. A thousand things, if you like. And on top of that now, this incredibly clever mechanism, a pandemic, which is not a pandemic, but it'll be treated as one, and these COVID laws and these zombie politicians, revolving door politicians. And if they were kicked out tomorrow, the batch would replace them from the same party, would do the very same thing. I mean, that's where we're living, in this nightmarish world of gross incompetence. And as I say, Jim Callaghan, the British Prime Minister, a useless git, who was replaced by Margaret Thatcher in 1979. He was interviewed outside Downing Street about this, that, and the other with the economy, and he actually said this incredible statement. What is it? The old economic levers don't seem to work anymore. What? That was a man committing political suicide. Okay, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, very good. And we come back in for the Barden Report. And again, all the side effects, which are massive, connected with this. This is an outrageous piece. Former NSA director who oversaw spying program joins Amazon board of directors, right? And this guy here, he is a picture of him here. NSA director Keith Alexander will be joining the company board of directors after he collects his military pension. In a new filing with John Vibes writing this article for Activist Post. In a new filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission this week, Amazon revealed that former NSA director Keith, I think he's Colonel, is he? Alexander, or General, will be joining the former for company's board of directors. Keith Alexander was controversial spokesman for the NSA when the agency was facing scrutiny over Edward Snowden's leaks, which revealed the details of a massive spy program. During the scandal, Alexander discouraged the media from reporting on the details of the leaks, of course he would, and talked about Snowden as if he was a war criminal. They're quoting him as saying, this is Alexander, I think it is wrong that newspaper reports have all these documents, the 50,000 or so, whatever they are, selling them and giving them out as if these, this is a very disjointed statement, you know, it just doesn't make sense. We ought to come up with a way of stopping it. This is shocking the news. I don't know how to do that. That's more of the courts and the policymakers. But from my perspective, it's wrong to allow this to go on, Alexander said in an interview in 2013. Snowden responded to Alexander's new board seat by pointing out that Amazon's web services is responsible for hosting a large number of websites, and now the person who oversaw the mass surveillance program is going to be getting access to all of it. I think I read an article last week, or maybe it's in the bundle this week, that Amazon want their listening device installed in flats, cluster of flats, before people buy them. I mean, anybody who allows that one of those in the house is a total moron. And they said, declare your independence, profit outside the rigged system, protect yourself from tyranny and economic collapse, learn to live free and peace. Okay. And Counter Markets newsletter, Trend Strategy for Maximum Freedom. Last week, a federal appeals court ruled that the NSA spying program were actually illegal and unconstitutional, which is a plus for Snowden. The ruling was made by Judge Marcia Berzon, who determined that the NSA had no legal authority to collect phone and internet data from innocent people under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. The program was illegal because FISA did not allow the bulk collection and require the government to make a showing of relevance to a particular authorized investigation before collecting the reports, Berzon said in her ruling. As Judge Berzon, not only was the program illegal, but it was essentially worthless as well and did nothing to prevent terrorism or bring terrorists to justice. Berzon said that there is no evidence that the spying program actually did anything to prevent a single case of terrorism, despite claims from U.S. officials that the programs were absolutely necessary to prevent terror attacks. Oh, yeah. But anyway, these... The ex-military guys joining the board of Amazon, isn't that interesting? And Amazon have one of the most sophisticated algorithms in the world. They and PayPal and Facebook and Google, who are a cabal, the joint fascist cabal, as I say, that to use that word, partnering. But and another one here, they say... Medical police state tyranny. Australia police smashed down a door of a man who and violently arrested him for mentioning anti-lockdown protest. It's another one. There's a pregnant woman they arrested in a house for just advertising a protest. Is that there's more breaking news out of Australia, where a full-blown medical police state is now raging out of control, arresting and imprisoning people for merely linking to peaceful anti-lockdown protest events. The latest police state tyranny event involves a man named James Bartolo, who was arrested after the state of Victoria police smashed his front door and violently arrested him in the hallway of his home. As LifeSite News reports, James Bartolo, formerly a soldier in the Australian Army, filmed police arriving at his home in Melbourne, breaking down his door with a battering ram and arresting him on the morning of September the 3rd. Like Zoe Buller, the pregnant mother arrested at her home by Victoria Police officers earlier this week, Bartolo was arrested for incitement after publicising an anti-lockdown protest coming this weekend. Incitement. Woo. A 27-year-old male who was arrested at the address has been charged with incitement, possession of a prohibited weapon on two counts. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I should give out the phone number. It is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have anything to add to this or any news of what's happening in your area in these regards, this coronavirus tyranny that we're living under, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's shocking, truly shocking. But another item here, amendment quietly added to the PrEP Act, allowing pharmacists to vaccinate children. Whoa. We're allowing postmen and Amazon drivers to do it next. But Natural News, who's writing this article? Ethan Huff. Yeah. Unless either President Trump or the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, revoke it, a new amendment to the so-called PrEP Act, a Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, will allow for pharmacists to start vaccinating children as young as 3. Added on August 24th, this latest change, the third so far since the PrEP Act was established back in March 10th, sets a new precedent allowing for people who are not doctors to jab children with dangerous and potentially life-threatening chemicals, since the PrEP Act also established immunity for those administering vaccines, as well as for those selling personal protective equipment, PPE, such as face masks, Liability-free pharmacists could soon be tasked with administering liability-free vaccines to your children. Isn't that interesting? This includes Trump's newfangled Operation Warp Speed vaccines for the Wuhan virus, which doesn't exist yet, the manufacturers of which are totally covered under the PrEP Act with blanket immunity from all liability, right? This action by most people are not aware of that. The pharmaceutical industry has total immunity from being sued. There's a government agency which pays out compensation if, after you go through a torturous lawsuit, they will get X, Y, and Z compensation. The action by the Secretary of the HHS allows certain licensed pharmacists and pharmacy interns who are acting under the supervision of a licensed pharmacist to order and administer any vaccine that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommends to persons ages 3 to 18, reports the Children Health Defense, CHD. The amendment was prompted by a report from the CDC in which it found significant decreases in the rates of routine childhood vaccinations. Well, the evidence is overwhelming. Trump wants COVID-19 vaccines to be mass distributed before the election, which is why pharmacists are needed to help the jab people. Whoa. In other words, because childhood vaccination rates are on the decline, the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, a private corporation along with other vaccine industry interests, are using the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic as an excuse to expand the guidelines that govern who is allowed to administer vaccines. The First Amendment made to the PrEP Act on April 10 extended liability immunity to cover those participating in the so-called countermeasures that were authorized under the CARES Act, another act, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Oh, dear. Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Well, that's one thing we do not have is economic security. We have a tsunami wave of destruction coming in to wreck the economy. These include manufacturers of face masks, plastic shields, gloves, and hospital gowns. They have immunity as well. The Second Amendment added on June 4th clarifies some of the details of the first one, as well as expanded that allows use of therapeutics and other measures that are not specifically designed for Wuhan coronavirus, but that are believed to be potentially help address it. Well, there was not one word given out as regards how to protect yourself from coronavirus. And it just finished this article. Now, this Third Amendment seals the deal by granting pharmacists the jurisdiction to start jabbing children with both standard childhood vaccines as well as Wuhan coronavirus. Imagine that for a cocktail to destroy a child, which Trump has indicated could be ready for mass distribution just prior to the new November election. Well, that is BS. Untested and with immunity from prosecution if it fails and kills you. Woo. Considering that many people, both children and adults, already suffer adverse effects from improper vaccine administrations by doctors, throwing pharmacists into the mix adds another layer of problems that only further increase the risk of serious complications. As it turns out, one of the biggest issues with current vaccine administration, especially as drugstores like CVS and Walgreens, well, Walgreens boots are shutting down outlets here in Britain, doctors are not writing prescriptions, that's why, is that people are being jabbed by minute clinic doctors in the wrong part of the arm because they're causing them to suffer shoulder injuries. Oh my God. Compound this with improperly trained pharmacists and their technicians now doing the jabbing, and you can clearly see the heightened dangers involved in this major change. Final paragraph. The big problem here is that the PrEP Act is being used as a vehicle to circumvent Congress. The real concern is whether or not we'll see a federal mandate for COVID vaccines at some point in the future via the PrEP Act, according to policy, via fiat, without proper and necessary public testimony. Okay, we have a caller, Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles.
Hi, how you doing, TG? It's TG, okay. Right? Yeah, I see you caught on to I was watching Fox News, and Trump is the people on the side of Trump. It's patriotic to get your jab, but if you you're Democrat well, with the Fox, Democrats, yeah. it's they're refusing to do it, which actually makes sense. For once, I mean,
I don't know what Democrats are refusing to do it. Biden and all that gang are all in favor of vaccinations, vaccinating anything whatsoever.
Well, that's part of the hoodwink. That's part of the hoodwink. It's brainwash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Hannity is one vile creature for ducking and diving under this, who pretends he's a patriot, supposedly a Trump supporter, and will do nothing to criticize Big Pharma or the medical profession or the FBI at any stage. I mean, he is a total false patriot, 100%. Okay, yeah, anything else?
Yeah, no, not a mention of Bill Gates, not a picture of him. Or hey, have you seen the video called COVID-19, the musical?
There's so many hundreds of variations of everything on this, like thousands, etc. But what's the key point on that?
Yeah, it's really funny. It's on BitChute. They took it off YouTube only a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on the truthseeker.co.uk mm-hmm. from British Isles, mm-hmm. UK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
were.
Well, I have a lot to look at, but there's a colossal amount of rubbish on all media in terms of and we have YouTube and Google manipulating all the information at any one time. Okay,
Max Egan, he's got a good video from Australia. You can see that. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Igan. He's got a farm with a bunch of peacocks and describing what a police state, pictures and everything of Australia and New Zealand, how insane it's become.
Well, I'll go back. I just roll it back a bit. I said two years ago, when Australia and New Zealand signed up to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they had ditched their sovereignty immediately. Because the Trans-Pacific Partnership is about corporations making decisions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now the Australians and the New Zealanders, who have given up their guns, are living in a police state. 100, it's totally visible. And
China's taken over, too. China's taken over the land.
Yep, they're doing that everywhere. They own most of the ports on the west coast of America.
They probably own large parts of the United States and Canada too, and they're not telling us it mm-hmm. yet.
Well, they own the energy fields of solar energy in Arizona and Nevada, etc. So they're waiting for the invasion, really. The UN and the Chinese when America collapses. It's that bad. It's literally that bad.
You got
I don't know how they can call how can they call Trump straining the swamp. I'd like to see it, you know.
Yeah, draining the swamp. He's warp speed ahead to meet the Borgs. You know what the Borgs were on Star Trek: The Next Generation, cyborgs.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Okay, we leave it at that. Okay. I've a lot of stuff to do today, but anyway, thanks for that. The this thing of giving dragging in everybody on the periphery of medicine, like pharmacists who have no experience, and already they're pointing out people being jabbed in the wrong part of the arm and causing problems. But anybody who puts their arm out to be vaccinated in this day and age on anything, there was good vaccinations 30 or 40 years ago, etc. But all of them now are horrendous stuff in them. And it's part of a form of genocide. There's no doubt about it. And they're trying to make anybody who's an anti-vaxxer an enemy of the state and a terrorist. The evidence is absolutely overwhelming. And this immunity from prosecution is an absolute living disgrace. And again, people taking this lying down It leaves me speechless. And just to finish up this article on the PrEP Act, which is allowing pharmacists to do vaccinations, the big problem here is the PrEP Act is being used as a vehicle to circumvent Congress. The real concern is whether or not we'll see a federal mandate for COVID vaccines. I'm repeating myself here. In the future, yeah, well, they're creep about compulsory vaccinations. That's what they're pushing for. And they were using this crap in Britain about applauding every Thursday during the lockdown for the first 3 months at 7 o'clock, even on Thursday. I just go outside your house and applauding for the NHS, which was shut down and the hospitals emptied out. There was nothing happening, waiting for the cavalcade of bodies to come in and sick people, which never happened. Never happened. They set up these Nightingale hospitals named after Florence Nightingale in London, the biggest one, 5,000 capacity, and it only treated 50 people. And the one in Birmingham, 500, that's now been dismantled. And the London one is no staff there whatsoever, but it will be dismantled. But they're talking about this new mask wearing rule as of Monday, and also in Wales here. And also the fact that six number, only six people may congregate together in a house, in your home, or in a pub or a restaurant or a cafe, right? Six. So that having geared up to open up again, that's basically shutting things down again retail-wise. Total destruction of the retail trade and total destruction of jobs, without a doubt. But one factor of economically is story from Ireland. This famous Ryanair, which is the biggest low-cost airline in the world, they have £4 billion cash in the bank. They have 350 Boeing 737 jets. They have them paid for. They have no debt. They carry, I think, 130 million passengers last year before the pandemic. And they are in such good financial shape. Old Michael O'Leary, who runs it, is looking around to go on a buying spree on these bankrupt airlines. But half the airlines in Europe have been rescued by the governments, the German government, the French government, pumping money into these useless airlines. It is it's surreal and unreal. That's why I played the Max Kaiser piece there, where they were saying how unreal the whole thing is. It's, as they say, probably 50 years' time, they say, was there any evidence of the massive crash that's going? But this COVID is a tyranny. The financial crash has been staved off, but the Federal Reserve is running out of tricks, and it can't go on much longer. We've been saying that for years. But that, and also serious climate disorder from the Grand Solar Minimum, that doesn't get a mention. We had David Dubine on this program twice, who is a definitive world expert on that, and also Piers Corbyn, who is a weather scientist second to none, who they're trying to hassle and entrap and take out using this COVID ban on public meetings. But he has permission to hold these meetings. But like the financial tyranny, the COVID tyranny, the weather tyranny, and the financial tyranny, like what more can be layered on top of this? Not to mention Planet X, and sorry, not to mention again the fifth, sixth dimension, 5G, which is a shocking tyranny. And I hope to get, I've been saying for a while, I want to have a long conversation with him and colleagues here. First of all, Mark Steele, who is, just see his site here, it's called saveusnow.org. That is the very good information and the legal status of describing what a military battlefield weapon that 5G is. It has no place in communications whatsoever. And it, anybody who's in the beam of a 5G transmission who has any illness, the 5G will magnify it absolutely massively. Massive. And Mark Steele is a patenting engineer and works for the MOD on submarine technology and has patented a clean helmet that does not give off radiation. A lot of pilots who are flying these new F-35s are shocking illnesses due to radiation from the helmets, which was not properly dealt with, and they're trying to cover up that story. And also the vaccination problem in the army. Say 38% of military have serious illnesses now. Plus, they're trying to... not so long ago, there was 120,000 British troops in the British army. They have it down to 73,000, and they're now going to cut it by 20,000. Whoa! And this is and signing up secretly, even though we're supposed to be involved in extreme Brexit, signing up to military alliances with the European Union, whereby the British army will be under EU control, EU defence union. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Okay, very good. And we're coming back into the third break of the second hour. This is the Barden Report. But just another sly one underneath the radar of COVID. Privacy reset. UK readies digital ID cards for British citizens, right? That's here in the UK. COVID hysteria is being used to complete a system of total control. The UK's ID system will be used as a COVID-19 passport. And they're talking about this in Ireland. Another piece of vicious tyranny, as well as a tracker for all internet usage. Yeah, they have another bill coming through the system called the Online Harms Bill. And these two will be absolutely vicious. Probably retina ID to go on the internet. As the modern saying goes, he who has the idea makes the rules. He who has the data makes the rules. Technocrats are continuing their coup d'etat. Technocracy and News editor Patrick Wood. And this is a review by James Grant from Mail Online. Downing Street is planning a new digital ID cards for British citizens as Dominic Cummings bids to transform government and use data despite privacy fears. This is the devil incarnate. This is basically Boris Johnson's brain, Dominic Cummings, a vile creature. New age freak of the worst kind. People will get an online identity and can be used for daily activities such as providing one's age, registration with your GP, and buying properties from a different location. Really, it comes after issues emerged in identifying people during the COVID-19 pandemic, such as during the self-employment income scheme. The government did not have any details of half of the 2.6 billion who applied for support at the start of the crisis. Some, such as Tony Blair, called for new digital ID cards to provide their disease status. Oh my God, your disease status, as the world relaxed lockdown measures. Downing Street is planning a new digital ID cards for British citizens, as Dominic Cummings pictured here bids to transform the government use of data despite privacy fears. Well, he's looking for the total tyranny. Minister for Digital Infrastructure, Matt Warman, whoever, never heard of him, told the London Times, he was excited to work with the partners in the private sector. Really excited. Tosser, he doesn't even understand what he's doing. Cabinet Office Minister Julia Lopez added, there is a need for an expectation for the government to make it easier for people to use digital identities quickly, safely and securely. And we are committed to enabling this. But naysayers said the plans to remove regulatory barriers would result. Regulatory barriers would result in problems over privacy. I mean, there's the disconnected arm's length way these people describe these things. Shocking. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.